The plan is for all of Ireland, but the issue is this, that the cheaper land in general is to be found in the northwest, the west, parts of the Midlands, the southwest, and indeed parts of Donegal also. And this is a company that's not Irish. It's a hedge fund. It's called Gresham House. And Culture are at an advanced stage whereby Gresham House would be able to buy this land, and then Culture would manage the planting, the forestation. And that company, Gresham House, if there was any entitlements on the land, they'd be able to get the single farm payment. And of course, they'd be able to get the very substantial grant aid that's there. And the major issue with this, apart from the fact that very significant tracts of land, particularly in this part of the world, would be bought up, the major issue is that no local farmer will be able to compete, because land in most parts of Sligo, Leitrim and a lot of Donegal is only worth so much if you're going to have agricultural activity on it, whether it's sheep or cattle or whatever. Whereas those who would be buying to plant it, especially, you know, large companies who would be able to buy large amounts of land, they would be able to outbid any farmer, no matter who they were, because the farmer couldn't pay more than the going rate, because otherwise he or she would lose money. So it's a double whammy. It's a land grab, as far as I'm concerned, facilitated by Culture, and this should not happen. It was my colleague, Michael Fitzmaurice, who got this information, raised it in the Agriculture Committee in the Dáil just before Christmas. And we have been trying to highlight this issue so that it doesn't happen, because very few people knew about it. And the negotiations are at, we believe, an advanced stage.
And how much of an impact would this have, do you believe, on rural farming communities if this was to go through?
Well, we're looking at 50,000 hectares over 10 years, but we're also looking at another partnership that Culture is looking to engage in with another entity, shall we say, an Irish one this time, not that that matters hugely, but that's for another 50,000 hectares. So all in all, you're looking at 100,000 hectares or 250,000 acres. That's a very significant amount of land. And Daniel, you and I know that very little of that land will be in the Golden Vale or in Wexford or in Kilkenny or in Meath. It'll be, we know where it'll be, in the areas that I already spoke of, the northwest, the west, parts of the Midlands, parts of the southwest. That's where most of it will be. And it won't be owned, not a square metre of it will be owned by local people, by local farmers. And basically, we know this means communities will suffer, families will not remain in the area. And it absolutely, in my opinion, this has to be stopped. And I'm shocked in all my time, since I was elected to Dáilearn, I have never specifically complained about green policies. But we have a green minister in charge of this, and I'm shocked that this is happening, that no thought has gone into the impact of this. And what we're trying to do is to basically head it off at the pass. And I know that everybody I have spoken to, and lots of people have contacted me already, many people are appalled and horrified at the idea. So hopefully that groundswell of opinion will make itself well known, especially to government TDs, because at the end of the day, you know, we know who Culture is answerable to, and this simply cannot go ahead.